and welcome to Swap Shop, where you can buy and sell and trade to your heart's content. Today is our 26th anniversary show. We're going to have a bunch of people in studio, not the least of whom is Harry Alexander. Hi, Harry.
Hi there, live and in color.
Say again?
Hi there, live and in color.
Live and in livid color.
Livid color, indeed.
Trying to get my my cord uncoiled for the headset. Otherwise, I have to keep turning my mic off to be able to hear you.
Okay, well, I know how that can be.
Yeah, also, it would really help if I could find the files that have to do with putting the show on the air and start with the normal... And start with the normal opening to the program. And there they are. Voila, only having to take the thumb drive out and put it back in once. So we'll be right back after the normal open. No, if anybody, welcome to the Swap Shop, where no one knows what normal is and we make fun of each other's disabilities and the land of broken toys. And, ooh, might help to turn the pot on, huh? Is that how this works? Yeah, Harry, do you have to turn the pot on?
I think so. That's a new board, newer board than when I was here.
Oh, you never worked on this board?
No, that didn't work, that board.
Oh, it's an Axios board.
Yeah, never worked that one.
$38K when they put it in.
Oh, my goodness.
They spent money. All right, here we go. Stand by. And files are ready to go. Pot is up and at Unity, and host is shut up.
Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up in the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains a-coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains a-coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04, to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility.
This just in. The International Society of Nihilism has declared that it does not really exist, but that if it did, it would appoint as their spokesman the Knights who say, "Neef." This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled program. Neef!
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Well, Will's not here, but Harry is, and somewhere in the hallway, and there are other listeners floating around.
Yes, there are.
Pat's in there, and I know that Zeus is out there. And
yeah, every radio station needs a dog, you know.
That's true. I heard Zeus bark and ask for treats at the counter over there, which we did not give him, but he did ask. And you should call him and see if he wants to be on the air.
Zeus. Oh, Zeus. Hey, dog.
Is he there?
No, not yet.
Well, he's not in here, so...
Here he comes.
Here he comes? Okay, good.
Here he comes. Oh, come here, Zeus. Hi, buddy.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hop up on the counter there.
Come on. Yeah,
he's a little peripatetic. Oh, hi, Rick. Say hi, Charles. Tell him to say hi, Charles.
Say hi, Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Hi.
And Zeus says hello.
Yeah, he already did. Yeah, he said hello, Woof, and he was looking for food for treats.
Still is. He's on the hunt.
Man. Yeah, that's it. Hey, do me a favor, Harry. Tell Rick to close the door at KDRI over here. Tell him to close the first door he sees on the left.
Sure.
You can say it on the air.
Rick, turn, close the door.
Not this door. No, not this door. Not this door. The door at KDRI. Go down the hallway first on your left.
First door on the left.
No. This the other way. This way.
Oh, I'm sorry. This way.
Yeah, that's better. Nothing like amateur radio hour. All right. Swap Shop, your first name, please, caller.
John.
Hi, John. You're on the radio.
Oh, okay. I have a large refrigerator. It's a Frigidaire that I'm going to sell. And I also have a four-burner gas stove, which is a Whirlpool.
Mm.
And I have an assortment of bookshelves and cabinets and things, and everything is best offer.
Okay.
No minimums.
Alrighty.
And I would like folks to text my phone number if they're interested. I'm not having a yard sale because those are dangerous anymore.
Yeah.
So it's 520 273-7436, and call that number and or text that number rather, and I will get back to you this afternoon.
Okay, could you do me a favor and repeat the number for me, because I don't have my note sheet up and I need to to do that, and I'm just bringing up the note sheet filling for a second here. Give me just a moment, and let me see. You know, I actually have that here.
Very good.
But Harry's actually better with it on voice, so. Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready now. Your first name again is John, right?
John. It's 520 273-7436.
436.
That you're interested in, and I will get back to you.
Please text. And the items again are a gas stove and
Frigidaire refrigerator. Bookshelves and dressers and things like that.
Dressers. Comma, best offer. Okay. Best offer. Yeah, 520-273-7436.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day, and appreciate your putting up with us.
No, I enjoy every minute of it. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. All right, let's see who's at the, you have a good day, and let's see, who is that at the door? It's Mark. Okay, Mark, come on in. Just pull straight out on the door. Don't twist the handle. You got it. All righty. We got everything going. We got everything. Grand Central Station. Everything everywhere all the time.
This is the busiest I've ever seen it on a Sunday.
Well, this is the busiest it ever was. Plus my cascade failures with not being able to find sound files. And you know, it's Bert was right, the man of a thousand fingers. Hi, Mark. Walk past me and to the studio. Have a seat and grab headphones. That's our intercom system.
Yeah, they're
oh, he's already there.
We just yell it out.
Yeah, right. That's right. And I should turn on all the other microphones, figure out which one he's on. I think that's mic 3 over there.
I have no idea.
Say something into the microphone, Mark. Ooh, I heard that clunk real loud, so must be the right one. Mark, say something.
He's got to put his cans on.
Mark,
there.
Say something into the headphone, or into the into the microphone, that thing, yeah.
Something.
Okay, good. I got
there,
the right one on.
It.
And, all right, I got the right
and
one on.
And here comes Zeus.
The ends. Yeah, Zeus is under the table, so.
He's still looking for snacks.
Yeah, well, he can keep looking all he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there are any, he'll find them.
He just did. And let's see. We got callers. No, we don't have callers. We want callers. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. And if you want to call in and buy and sell and trade, you want to talk about something interesting, see that door right behind you straight across? Please close that so it latches. I don't want Zeus in there. Thank you. I mean, it's one thing to have him on an AM station, but you put him on FM, he'll never stop. He'll start DJing records.
Yeah.
All right.
They do that.
Yeah.
My cats do that, too.
Oh, do they? Oh, yeah, they like to sing along?
Always, always, always. Yeah. I mean, we do the podcast from my place, and the cats are always there.
Mm. So, and always ready for a catastrophe. Hi, Zeus. It's a good dog. Yes, you're a good boy. All right. Caller, your first name, please.
It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. It's nice to hear your voice. Long time no see.
Long time no see. What's been, 5 minutes?
Yeah, long time no see.
I just wanted to thank you for 26 years of wonderful radio.
Thank you.
I've listened to you every chance I get, and it's always been good. And I may have something in a week or two, but right now I don't have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away. So
okay.
That's it for right now. But thanks again, Charles, for all these happy years.
My pleasure. And well-wishers are always welcome. All right. You have a good day.
So, Charles, did you ever...
Hold on, caller. Yeah,
ever in your mind figure that you would be doing this program for as long as you've been doing it?
Yeah, I never had an exit plan other than the Burt Lee exit plan, which is to die on the air,
right.
Preferably after the shift. But
we always like that,
right. But I don't know. I always thought that this was a good thing to do, and I never plan not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I don't plan on ever retiring is doing this and the two programs that follow it, and now the program that comes in the morning, the America's Fabric. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, did you want to say something? You're leaning at the microphone.
No, I'm just thinking about what I might be saying.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. Harriet, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Appreciate your patience.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning,
First
Harriet.
Of all, I want to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm a little under the weather. That's why I'm not at the party. But hello to everybody, Zeus and Pat. And I did send Pat with some
my goodies.
Black Forest brownies for you guys for the party.
Ooh.
And I hope you enjoy them.
I'll eat them on the air along with my coffee, which is a very good cue. I really appreciate it. Now, you get to choose, as the listener, do we do regular coffee or Western coffee today?
Oh, you know, Charles, I'm a tea drinker, but if I have to choose one of them, I'm going to go for the original regular.
The original regular. I'm going to fade you out on to the tunes of the Maxwell House song. You have a great day.
Okay, and I just want to hope you have another 15 happy, healthy, and good years with the radio show. And by the way, I enjoyed very much Dr. McElroy last week, was it?
Yep.
And when he was on? I think it was last Saturday.
That was a very rare 2 hours. In 23 years of Liberty Watch, or 22 years of Liberty, no, I think it's 23 years of Liberty Watch, we have only done about a dozen two-hour shows in all that time. So it was a very good show. And it is posted on my website. All right, you have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sei gesund. And here's something.
You need to turn on Pat's microphone over here.
Oh, good. Well, I will in a moment, but Pat's mic is on. There you go. All five mic lights lit. That smells good. So the coffee today is a combination of Don Francisco hazelnut mixed in with Filthy Pirate whiskey blend coffee, and I have hazelnut creamer in it. And where is my creamer? Oh, I think I put it over there. Open the lid, and... Well, Zeus, hi! It's good to see you. Right in the middle of coffee, Zeus shows up, and he's getting scratches, and he's staying put for now. Yeah, you're looking all over. You're slobbering on the counter. Yes, you are. You're a slobber puppy. Okay, you go in the you guys go in the other room. It's okay. Oh, you found my hazelnut. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. And we'll open the hazelnut, and we'll shake a little bit in here into the coffee cup. Good. And we'll put the lid back on. Today's coffee mug is brought to you by David Livingston from Printing and Promotions Plus, and it is a thermos, and this thing is really well insulated, but it's got a screw top lid.
Yeah, those things sometimes have vacuum. They're very difficult to get off many times.
Well, no, I was getting it back on again. But
well, even then, too.
Yeah. And let's put the lever to open. Oh, let's see. Wait, got to put the lever to closed. And, of course, nowadays I take my coffee.
Shaken, not stirred.
That's right. Yeah. Because you can't really open it again to stir it. It's too much work. And let's see. That's open, and let's try it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. That is truly a complex flavor setup between hazelnut and whiskey.
I'll go for the final there.
For the latter.
Yeah,
right. Well, it's not actual whiskey in the coffee, although I should try that some week.
Yeah, you should.
It might change the sermon, right? You know, about the preacher who is a little tongue-tied when he's new, and so the priest recommends that he try a little bit of the pitcher next to the water, which is gin, and so he gives a real hellfire and brimstone sermon next time, and he says, and asked how he did. He said the senior minister says to him, "Well, pretty good, but we don't refer to the Holy Trinity as J.C. Big Daddy and the Spook. But other than that, we're fine." Anyway. Anyway. All right, there's some other things in that joke in the punchline, but not for air. All righty, and
by the way,
yes,
I don't know if you have a caller on hold there.
I don't.
Okay. I wanted to mention to Harriet when she was on, and I missed saying this. I'm going to miss her gluten-free kugel.
Ooh, yeah. Do me a favor, don't tap on that. It's bolted to the microphone, and it comes right through as a harmonic, and it sounds like this. When you do that.
Oh, man, you mean I can't?
Well, you could drum Wipeout if you want, but the solo is gonna resonates into the microphone. I forget there's a word for it, but whatever that word is, that's what it's gonna do. All right, well, we're up on our first break, believe it or not, and I am not scrolled to where I can even find it, so we'll have to do that. Oh, I found it. And let's see, All Spots Production for Air, it's number one. Okay, so we're up on break one. Mike did, I wish I had it separate, I don't, it's in the breaks, it's in the last break of America Armed and Free. Mike did a new spot that is so funny that I might actually take a minute off air while you guys are talking and scroll to it and play it outside of the normal break structure, something I never want to do. I never want to break the format of the program, but this new spot he's got is so good. This is one of the ones from last week that you're about to hear in this break, but he's got a really good new one. I'll let you hear in a minute. All right, here we go, and your mics are off. And the break is ready to go. Pot is on, pot is up, host is shut up.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some advisors say they do everything. Take that with a grain of salt. In fact, take it with a whole salt mine. We specialize in guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. We refer you to other services so that we have no conflicts of interest. Reach us at 777-1911. That's 777-1911 or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.
If this college doesn't meet our demands, we'll burn it to the ground.
The beaches of Normandy.
Sir, what do we do?
Get off these beaches. Just move forward. Get off the beach.
We planned to keep this encampment until the university agreed to our demands.
Who is he?
His name is Novak.
He was just a kid. All right, men, move on.
I brought you here to Normandy for a reason, son. It's sad to see so many graves, isn't it?
Dad, this one says Ray Novak. He was only 17 years old. Did he die in vain?
He didn't die in vain. He paid a great price. He paid for your freedom.
May we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. When it comes to automotive repair, exercise your freedom to choose an automotive shop that loves America. Call 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now don't be shocked, but sometimes family members don't agree how things should go after a death. This is especially true when money or valuable property is involved. If you find yourself in the unfortunate situation where a sibling or even a stepchild seems to be acting contrary to the wishes of the person who died, you may need an experienced local probate attorney to advocate for your rights. Find out. Call Ronald Zach Law at 520-999-3738 or contact Ronald Zach Law at ronaldzachlaw.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rob from Blade Runner Knives, inviting you to come see our great selection of popular brands of everyday carry knives, hunting knives, axes, swords, and we are especially proud of our custom and local pieces. We also have a speedy sharpening service. We're at 907 West Prince Road at the corner of Prince and Fairview, around on the Fairview side. Blade Runner sharpens knives fast.
This is JD. Painting works up an appetite, so I went to the Kettle Restaurant on 22nd Street, just west of I-10. I had a steak cooked to order, medium, with wonderful mashed potatoes and apple pie a la mode for dessert. The Kettle has breakfast, lunch, and dinner menus, and an ample buffet. 748 West 22nd Street, just west of I-10. Dine in or take out, good country food. KettleRestaurantAZ.com. KettleRestaurantAZ.com.
That is a little Irish angel. Oh, well, hi there, Zeus. He keeps coming by at just the right moment. Mm-hmm. That is a little Irish angel. Her name is Maureen Nesbitt, and she is a little, just a little cherub, and she plays the fiddle like it is, like it's an afterburner, and it is just
a natural extension of her. Of her arm and hands.
Yeah. It's a natural extension of her personality.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an Irish, but she is an Irish woman. She is now an American, or she's in the process of becoming an American. She lives up in Maine. She got married. She had a child. And they're happily ever after. And they're touring in the United States and I think all over the world. But it's Maureen Nesbitt. Mm-hmm. You've got to see her. You should Google her.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be part, she came up as a child prodigy violin player in Ireland. She joined with Celtic Women for a while and was their fiddler. And then she's done, if you want to see a fantastic YouTube video, put Maureen Nesbitt violin duel. And she's done some dueling violin concerts with other, you know, stunningly good violinists. Mm-hmm. And that one is called, I think it's called Franel's Dance is the name of that one, if I remember correctly. Anyway, I'm just a total fan. I signed up on her website. I really enjoy. Someday I would love to hear. I just want to hear her speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it on interviews, but I'd love to have her on here, then do 15 minutes and maybe even have her play her fiddle on the radio live over the phone. It would be such fun. So I do entertainment interviews occasionally on Swap Shop. Not a lot, but a few. To the phones. Uncle Bo, I appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Better for talking to you.
All right. Well, I just wanted to appreciate you for all the years, and I wanted to thank Miss Patty for coming over yesterday and helping me with my yard sale.
She's right here. Say
she's
a word.
She's a wonderful person.
Say a word. Oh, she's petting Zeus.
Person.
Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
It was a lot of fun. I haven't had as much fun moving furniture in a long time.
That you can even have fun moving furniture. I mean, you know.
And it's one of my favorite hobbies. So.
I love it.
I got a lot of things for sale still, and I'll be out here till 2 o'clock today.
Okay. What's the address?
It's 231 West Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty corner from the Super Target.
Kitty Corner from Super Target. All right. G-E-T. All right. And you care to give a phone number?
It's 520-275-8744.
All right.
I've got a camper for sale, a couple of trucks for sale, some wood doors, solid doors, TVs, dressers, glass, outdoor glass table, with an upside down tree trunk as a base. And just a lot of stuff. I guess, 4x8 foot workbenches and, very well built workbenches. So come on by and we'll make some deals.
Okay. All righty then. You have a five.
Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome. 520-275-8744.
Yes, sir.
All right, you have a good day. You're welcome. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios here with Harry and Rick and Mark and Pat and Bo in the studio, just all having a good time on the Swap Shop. So,
just hanging out, drinking coffee.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
We've been telling jokes while you've been talking with...
How did you do that with the microphone open? I didn't hear anything.
That was the idea.
Telepathically.
Sign language jokes.
Exactly.
Yes, right. which reminds me that the Telekinesis Society invites everyone who believes in them to raise their hand. So it's anyway. It's sit down, stand up. It's low power jokes. Oh, and by the way, this is for Harriet. Because she has the anti-coffee coalition here, so here we go for Harriet. Narrowcast for her. Hot keys are up. KVOI edit is up. Okay, go. Oh, whoops. Turn off the. Let's turn the volume on that up on the YouTube, and here we go. A little higher.
Picture me upon your knee. With tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own the telephone. The day will break and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see.
I see what Burt Reynolds saw in her even a long time later, Doris Day.
She did better in movies. She was Annie Oakley in the television series in the 50s. Not very good.
Well,
come on.
I don't know if Doris Day could shoot.
Well, I don't think she could either, but it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Next Saturday I'm going for a range day. I got some new things I want to put on paper. And when I say put them on paper, what I mean by that is put up a target and then take all the variables out. And then when I'm done, write down the serial number and the day and the time and what ammo I use and all that. And I keep track of all those to make sure that my shooting skills don't decline, especially with my wrist braces on.
Well, yeah, the gun log. I used to keep one when I was working in Florida, and I've kept it up. although I don't get to go out shooting as often as I'd like any longer. But
yeah, but yours has cannons on it.
Well, yeah, it does.
Mine doesn't. It's like Carol that called in. Carol is the girl with the grenade launcher.
Uh-huh,
the
yeah.
only girl I know likes guns more than me.
You know?
Yeehaw. Gee, our stock line is, and why aren't we married to each other?
So that T for Two song reminds me of...
get closer to the mic. Thank you.
Yeah, T for Two song reminds me of my great-grandmother's old Victrola, my dad's father's mother. And I used to like to play with that thing, and that was one of the records she had from, I'm guessing, 1920s? I don't remember how old they were, but... These big, heavy, thick records, and you carefully set the heavy head of the needle onto the record, and it would grind away the record, and you'd crank it up.
Did you start it from the inside so it came out, or start...
I'm trying to remember. I don't
remember. Many of those started with from the inside and tracked out.
And so you crank it up to wind up the spring,
yep.
and it would go and open up the baffle, the...
Yep. Here is a 1914 Victrola and what it sounds like.
Sounds as good as my car radio.
It sounds better than mine because my CRV, I need a code for the, I got to go over to Mike Emery and get the code for the radio to turn it back on. When I bought the car, it wasn't working. So, excuse me, I've got this Grundig. It's really, and I've got a story about the Grundig from Sedona that I'll tell you after this break. But I'm driving around and on the console in between the seats, and every time I turn a corner 90 degrees, I have to turn the radio to tune in the AM radio. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and we got somebody at the back door. Hi, who's there? Oh, Bunker! Just pull straight out on the door. It should open. And it did. Okay, and we're on a break. So I did that live on the air. That's okay. We're on break, too. And it's amateur radio hour with the gang in studio. This is great. Hey, I got to turn the edit pod up. Hey, that wasn't supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen. And let's see, Bunker. Yeah, you're going to have to share a microphone with somebody, but we'll work that out. And we'll turn all you guys' Mo, Larry, Curly, and Shemp here. Turn your microphones off. And there we go.
Hartman Glass invites you to its Gallery of Glass showroom for custom shower doors, tables, and glass enclosures. From boardrooms to an exquisite display case for your valued collectibles. Need a glass conference room in your office? Laser measuring for accuracy. 903-0766 and see them online at hartman-glass.com. That's hartman-glass.com.
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Picture Ops Cooling, Heating and Plumbing.
I just want to give an attaboy to Picture Ops. In October, we had our heat pump replaced, and they did a fabulous job. Everybody is so professional. They were on time or early, and we've been a client of Picture Ops for 7 years.
Hey, this is Merlingle. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
Do you love the idea of riding a bicycle for fitness and fun, but no longer want a balance on two wheels? Aho Bikes is Tucson's recumbent bike headquarters. Most have three wheels and a comfortable reclined seat rather than a saddle, and inherently more stable than conventional bikes. Tucson's largest selection of recumbent electric, mountain, road, and children's bikes at Aho Bikes, 1301 East Aho, 294-1434. Aho and Benson. Aho Bikes.
You can censor millions of people just by inputting information on an algorithm. You don't have to have a yellow legal pad with somebody's name written on it that says, let's go censor this guy.
It wasn't that one man or woman had to wear a yellow star. It was that a whole group did.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Bruce Ash here for Inside Track. We've always been decidedly America first. Defending our exceptional American ideals, bringing you the great conservative ideas and issues of our times, as well as exposing the radical agendas of the left. Listen to Inside Track Saturday afternoons, 1 p.m. on KVOI, Tucson's voice.
And Lisa Marie Presley singing a duet posthumously, of course, but, well, now it would be posthumously for both of them, unfortunately, but, whoops, let's turn on everybody's microphone. You're just making some interesting pantomime there.
Well, it was Marcel Marceau Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can
hear it. That's Bunker off in the weeds. All right. Caller, your first name, please.
Mike.
Mike, you're on the radio. What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
Well, Charles, I wanted to say thank you for a great Swap Shop and Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free and America's Fabric and all those great, wonderful shows that you produce. And I just wanted to tell you that without your program, a lot of people would be bored on Sundays.
Mm.
I can tell you that. Anyway, thank you very much for all the fun, and I really thank you. So,
my pleasure.
Just wanted to say thank you for the...
my pleasure.
Thank you for all the grand times, okay?
All right, and I want to make a point to the audience. This is a fellow we're talking to that since February of 2003 has never missed a month of being a loyal sponsor of this program. And there's something to be said for that kind of fealty for being a supporter, and I really appreciate that.
Charles, you make it fun.
Yeah.
If it wasn't as fun, maybe it wouldn't be so long. But
you
not only send me customers, but we have a great friendship, and I really enjoy working with you.
Yeah.
And you've taught me a ton. You've taught me how to make commercials, even though you're kind of tough on me. But bottom line is, you have made me a better person.
Thank you. I hold you to the same standard of account that I do all my friends. If Harry were to say something that had some kind of socialistic overtone, Harry, would I call you on it?
Most definitely.
Right. So I hold you, not that you say socialistic things, you don't. I was just using it as an example. But the point of the matter is, I hold you to the exact same standard that I want you to hold me to, that if I say something that sounds unwise or wrong, that you call me on it. Because I don't want people that sing my praises. I want people who question what I tell them to make sure that I stay accurate. Because I've been called a couple times. In fact, you taught me something about editing, about I was calling something by the wrong name. So I learn from everybody, and I'm very glad for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, again, thank you very much for all the fun, and I'm doing a bunch of yard work. That's why I'm not down there.
I got it.
I just wanted you to know.
I understood.
I just wanted you to know that from my heart, I really do appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. You have a great day.
All right. You're welcome.
And caller, your first name, please.
Hey, Charles. It's Kathleen.
It's who?
Catherine.
Catherine. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I am looking for a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Catherine, looking for a pair of noise... We need noise canceling keyboard here. C A S C E L canceling headphones.
We could sell what we've got in the studio here to her.
Yeah. I think the ones I have on, I borrowed from one of the other shows, is a pair of Sennheisers.
Yeah.
Because I recognize the shape of these, and they feel much more comfortable than my regular headphones.
Yeah.
These might have a hard time staying here.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. What goes around comes around. Well, okay. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry.
You're looking for a pair of noise canceling headphones. That would that would leave out this program. Okay, what else?
That's all.
Phone number, please.
520-278-3216.
I'll read that back at the same speed of the pen. 520-278-3216.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a blessed day. And that opens a line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, and also shows how easy it is to call into the Swap Shop. You will not be made fun of or derided.
Hey, Charles?
Yeah?
Driving in at a rapid rate because I was running late, you guys were talking about Doris Day and Annie Oakley.
Yes.
But you made one slight error.
What's that?
You referred to it as the TV series, and it was a feature movie, Annie Get Your Gun.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Somebody else did.
No, I did. I did that, yeah.
Shame on you.
I did that. She was she was Annie Oakley on television.
No, that was Gail Davis.
Gail ouch. See, you know, that's why
you keep me around.
It must be. She's a blonde, and, you know.
And she's cute.
Well, they all.
And she could ride and shoot.
Well.
My kind of girl.
No, I thought you were looking for a widow with a large ranch.
And they can ride and shoot.
Yeah, right.
Cat over there waving her hand.
I got all three.
There you go. Perfect match.
There you go.
I've been meaning to ask, how'd your date go with that?
To the mic, please.
I've been meaning to ask you, Bunker, how did that date go that you had with her, with the gal with a big ranch and a...
Actually, from what she said she was. She didn't say anything about having a big ranch. She just said something about.
She didn't say great tracts of land.
Yeah, she liked a good drinker or something. I don't know what it was.
And she said alcohol and bad judgment.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a teetotaler, and my judgment is questionable.
Always.
Well, good.
By the way, I wanted to mention that. Mm-hmm. I've bought two or three cars. I think three cars through Swap Shop.
Uh-huh. And are any of them still on fire?
No.
Good.
And I have.
And thanks to that caller who sold them the fire extinguishers.
Yeah. Right. And so I still have two of them, and I'm always looking for, you know, a deal on a used car because I'm one of these guys that gets a car that's maybe on its last wheels and drives it till it's dead.
On its last lug nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a part of my road is a dirt road, so I don't need to get anything special. Anyway, so I'm looking, and one of the things was I went to, I bought a car from Perfection Auto Works.
Hmm.
And great car.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it, and... I wanted to thank
Mike Emery.
Yeah, Mike Emery,
mm-hmm.
for all of his help that he's provided me over these years.
Yep. Ooh, Mike, if you're listening on your little headphones right now, I need to make an appointment. I bought a CRV, and I want to start out with all the services, you know, the transmission service and the power steering fluid flush and all the other flushes. So I start out with basically a new car.
John, let me ask you. So. You sound like you're collecting cars. Are you planning somewhere down the road to open your own mini car lot?
Me? No.
Jim? No, not
Jim.
Oh,
Mark.
No, so by the time I'm done with the cars, I just have somebody come and haul it away to the junkyard.
Right.
Yeah. You're a scrap metal man. Yeah.
All right, let's take a call and to the phones, and I think it's Alice. Alice, are you there?
I am here, Charles, and good to hear your voice.
You too?
I do have a request.
All right.
It's a strange one. I'm doing genealogy, and I have my great-grandparents'
wedding card with the minister's picture on one side, their picture on the other, and it's all in Swedish. Uh-huh. And I am looking for somebody that can translate that for me.
That's not a strange request. I used to know somebody who would do that. He's unfortunately no longer with us. But
Almost gone.
Have you looked at the or checked out at the University of Arizona?
No, I didn't really know who to call over there.
Look for the language department, yeah. And they should be able to help you out, either there or Pima College.
Translate what language?
Swedish.
And you know, Charles, just put out a call to everybody named Uli. They may have been gone to tell you where you're from.
Bunker volunteers. let's see.
Okay, if he can do it, that's fine.
U of A D E P A R T, Department of L A N G U A G E S. Enter. And International School of Languages at the University of Arizona. Let's see if they list a phone number to call. Usually they want you to get in touch with them on the web anymore, and I prefer that old hand crank internet. Okay, are you ready to copy?
I am.
520-621-5452. That'll at least get you to the front desk of the University of Arizona of language school.
Charles.
Well, it was actually Harry's idea.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I do have even passenger lists and all that stuff and earth records.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really looking for somebody that can do it for me.
Oh, there's cool. Another thing you could do, and I doubt that it exists in Tucson, but it might in Phoenix. Look for the Swedish embassy, and they probably have a translator service.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, you could always call the United States Department of State and ask them for a referral. They probably won't translate it for you. That's not one of the things the Department of State does. But they'll know hundreds of translators. They'll have a list in their probably a paper list in a drawer of people who could translate Swedish.
Just ask for Ole.
Wonderful. Ask for Ole.
You know, I also looked at my lap or my phone here, and there's something called Norse in Tucson. It's you could look them up at Norse-Tucson.com. When I Googled Swedish clubs, that came up.
Well, Swedish club.
That is an even better idea. Yeah. Do you have internet access, Alice?
Norse-Tucson.com. Okay, sounds terrific. I'll give all of those a try and see what I can come up with.
That's a really good idea.
So the next time I call, I'll be speaking Swedish.
It's been good. I'd love to talk with you. That's going to be a fun time.
Right now, I don't know anything.
She doesn't have a ranch, though. All right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
have a blessed
it.
Day, and that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, and it also brings us to the last break on and up, and here we go.
On March 9, 1862, the first ironclad warships, Virginia and Monitor, steamed into Hampton Roads and opened fire on each other.
Fire!
Both sustained only minor damage and withdrew. Neither ship would survive 1862. You can get a silver coin commemorating the battle at Tucson Coin and Autograph.
At the southeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, TucsonCoinAutograph.com and 219-4427.
Hey, little buddy, I got some good news. What is it, Skipper? The professor's fixed the radio. Turn it on, Skipper.
Just get your car fixed properly. Just call Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650.
Give him a call, Professor. He'll get us off this island.
And I'll get to go back and finish my love scene with Troy Donahue.
You know, lovey, I can't wait to get to the bank. Let me try another station, little buddy.
Iran's first ever direct assault on Israel.
Angel assault.
Homeless encampment is growing.
Skipper, that's terrible news.
Putin's threat to NATO countries.
Professor, I got a hold of Perfection Auto Works, and he's going to come out as soon as he can.
Cancel that call, Professor. We're staying right here. I guess that cancels our trip to Paris.
You might not be shipwrecked on a desert island,
But if you and your car need to be rescued, Perfection Auto Works is here to help. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Since I was a kid, I've been enamored with hydrogen when I was making it in the basement and filling balloons and igniting them. Wonderful blue balls of fire.
His favorite song is the 1812 Overture, the last minute and 13 seconds.
It's a wonder I didn't blow up the house with all the hydrogen stuff I was experimenting with.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Amelia's Mexican Kitchen invites you for quesabirrias, tacos made of white corn tortilla filled with tender stew meat and dipped in its own broth, chiles rellenos or molcajetes with steak, lobster, shrimp, chicken, and chorizo in a volcanic stone bowl, tamales, red or green enchiladas, and traditional Mexican wings. Try the Urban Grill's fajita skillets. Enjoy a family-friendly ambiance at Amelia's Mexican Kitchen, 5851 North Oracle, ameliastucson.com.
I'm at Frontier Guns, where I recently had a conversation with a 1912 H&R vest pocket model, which admitted, off the record, that it once rode in the vest pocket of a famous gambler who used it to settle a gambling debt. If you'd like a home for your storied firearms, take them to 3156 East Grant Road, just east of Country Club, to sell, consign, or trade them on something you like better. Frontier Guns, 325-9880.
Bruce Ash here for Inside Track, bringing you the great conservative ideas and issues of our time. Saturday afternoons, 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice, KVOI.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. Serpent stretched across the sky, east down to the south. Moon was a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
And welcome back to the Swap Shop, where you can buy, sell, and trade to your heart's content. 26th anniversary program in studio with Harry and Pat. And Bunker and Mark and anybody else and Zeus, mm-hmm. and all the microphones are on, and only Harry and Mark are in the studio.
Yeah, and Bunker's here.
Oh, Bunker's here? Oh, I don't see him.
He's in the corner.
He's around the corner.
Yeah.
Don't open that closet, McGee. All right, we got a caller. And Gary from Bisbee, you're on the air.
Charles, congratulations on 26 years of good information, and just want to congratulate you, and I hope you can keep doing this for a long time forward.
Yeah, let's hope for another 26. How old would I be in 26 years? Let's see, 67, 77, 87, and 6. I'd be 93 if I did another 26 years.
And we'll all be here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Bunker.
Yeah.
We'll prop him up.
No, yeah, weekend at Bunker's. You know?
Yeah, right, right.
No, Bunker will be there in the studio floating above haunting us.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Gary. You always have something interesting to contribute as well. And I look forward to your calls because there's usually some excellent point that I never thought of as going to be brought up. And I appreciate that.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No.
No. No.
Well, I do appreciate you letting me on the air when I do have something I'd like to share.
Well, it's always like sort of, you know, kind of opening the magic door. When you call. Yeah. And it doesn't have anything to do with the magic mushrooms either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Oh, we got another call coming. I'm going to let you go. Caller, your first name, please.
Sean.
Hi, Sean. Hey.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
That was absolutely unintentional. My hand bumped the button. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that to you.
My pretty, boy, isn't that appropriate? I said my pretty, isn't that appropriate for a guy like me?
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I was making no comment, you know. Like I say to the girls, I look you in the eye. Anyway, you called because?
Well, I finally got me a cooler down here, so I've got a 42-inch. I can't remember the brand name, but it's Granger's. It's the Granger brand name. 42-inch, one of those, a big fan in a cage. I don't, you know, 42-inch, like a one-horsepower fan. It mine's a wall mount. It doesn't have a stick that goes to the floor, but I'm sure I could make somebody one. I don't know how, but I'd probably pull that off. $75 for that if somebody wants. And it's, like I said, it's American. It's older, but it's American.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is American. Whatever Granger sells, their brand. And then, well, I don't know if I want to do this or not, but I've got an extra, Barrett. M82A1.
Ooh.
You know, with a long extension cord and a glider, you could turn that into a terrible aircraft.
And no, not the, yeah, and you could put the Barrett on it. Yeah, no, see, M82A1 Barrett in 50, right?
Yeah, Tempor.
In 50. All right, and what are you asking for it?
As issued in the case, no scope, just the iron 210-round mags bipod. This is an early one. It doesn't have the rear monopod.
Mm-hmm.
13, and that's cash.
Okay.
Cash. I don't mean check. Well, I mean cashier's check or cash.
Okay, got it. Anything else?
I think I'm good for this week. I'm working on the box. I didn't go measure that green box, but the box will be next week. I'll bring the box up next week.
Okay. Phone number, please.
520-780-8539. Congratulations on making it 26 years. Wish you to go 30 if we have it. And I hope everybody prays for peace and has a wonderful Sunday.
You too. And thank you again. That was a very good deal on the toe strap and the CB radio. And see if you can find that power plug.
I will find one. I'm 712s right now. I'm buried. You saw the trucks. I think I got five of them in here today.
Yep.
Every day.
Okay.
Hey, Sean. Before you take off from the phone, which kitchen drawer did you keep that Barrett in?
It was. The problem with them is they won't fit in a gun safe. So you know, and I don't want to say this, but I've got more than I can. I don't like storing them that many. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't have enough drawers in the house to store a gun, yeah. I guess. And another thing.
That's right.
Need a bigger house.
I have this vision of Robert Shaw saying that.
another thing, too, is one of these times when I went back to my hometown north of Canada, I picked up a couple of Gretna Van Fleet picks for you.
Oh, really?
And next time I see you, hopefully I'll have them with me.
Oh, Mark, I went and saw them when they came. Oh my God. They are, as a live band, I'm going to say they rival Led Zeppelin. It is absolutely stunning. The kid has got the highest horsepower I've seen on a stage performer since Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So her real name is Gretna, but they got her name wrong. They call her Greta. Anyway.
Yeah, you know how kids pronounce things. Good to hear your voice, Mark. I hope everybody's doing fine. And tell Noah I said hi. I'm Charlottesville, where I'm at. I'm right across the street from it.
Yeah, all right.
If I could make one comment, when your house starts to, the foundation starts to sink into the surrounding soil because there's so many firearms in it, that perhaps.
No, that's perhaps what a congressman thinks will happen to Guam.
Guam will tip over.
All right. Hey guys, we're down to almost the last minute, so I'm going to let you go, Sean.
Some of the weight off the guns by just emptying them and having all cartridges next, they won't weigh as much.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. And you guys have a wonderful day. Happy
you
too. To everybody
you too.
In Tucson.
Yeah. Bunker's 50 caliber solution. All right. Let's see. Where's the exit theme? Do we want to do Roy and Dale or should we do Toby Keith today?
Toby.
All right, Toby Keith it is.
Let's do Hank Snow.
Let's do what?
Hank Snow.
Hank Snow.
He doesn't have any Hank Snow.
Well, you know, the one Hank Snow is, look who's coming through the door. I think we met somewhere before. Hello, love. Hello, love. Where in the world have you been so long? I missed you so since you've been gone. Hello, love. Hello, love. Anyway, I used to have that theme song in common with a certain person.
We'll put a boot in your-
But not anymore. Hey, guys, you did a wonderful job sitting in with me on the 26th anniversary.
Appreciate it.
Remember, there's always room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right stuff when the time comes, you'll always have the right thing when you need it. And always have fun doing it, because as Pat says, say it, Pat.
Tantum habere fructus.
There you go. Have a great week. We'll see you on Liberty Watch.
Courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.